Thank you, Tony and Leslie. Thank you, musicians, for leaders in worship. I'd like to add my welcome to Christian Life Church online and those that are here. It's great to be able to be together physically for some of you and on technology. Just want to check, is the sound coming through okay? I have the thumbs up. Okay. Happy New Year to you. Welcome to 2021. You're probably thinking, good riddance 2020, like a lot of people. But God has been at work in 2020 because he always is at work. But what has 2021 got for us? 2020 has really cured me of trying to predict anything at all. But what I do know is God has got good things for us. Amen. God is good and he's got good things for us. So our hope is in God. I hope he's not in the vaccine, not in Boris's Brave New World. But in God. Amen?
Amen?
But we do believe that as leaders, that God has given us direction for 2021. God has spoken. Way back in early 2020, God started to speak to me about foundations. And as we've talked and as we've prayed, we've felt God wanted us to talk about foundations and core values. And we've got this theme, as Tony said, of built to last. So it's like a picture of a house or a building being built. We have that parallel. With a house, with a building, what makes it strong and firm is usually not the things that you see. It's the foundations, it's the pillars and the beams and the stuff that is usually covered over with plasterboard and other things. It's the unseen that makes it strong. Please, if you're a builder, please don't text and correct me. Spoil the story, spoil the parallel. But in our Christian lives, it's like that. It's the things that are unseen that really make us strong. It's not what we see. It's not standing up and preaching or leading worship that shows that we're strong. And really what shows us our strength is times of shaking. When, like an earthquake, shows whether a building was strong or not. And it can be too late then. So we want to build strength into your lives, into our lives. And so the theme is built to last. But actually that's a theme that's covering a number of series. And the first series that we want to get into is called Groundworks. And it's a series about foundations. So we're going to give a few weeks to talk about foundations. And I'm going to give an introduction to that today. Now, please, when you hear the word foundations, please don't switch off and think, oh, that's what I learned when I just became a Christian. They're the basic teachings. It's for all of us, this series. Because foundations are not about what we know primarily. It's about what is built into our lives. And often what we know in our heads isn't built in our lives. It has to be real in our hearts and in our lives. And we're all on a journey. None of us have got perfect foundations. If any of us had perfect foundations, then we would never doubt, we would never have fear or worry about anything in our lives. But we know the reality is that we have all those things. And so it's good to check our foundations, to strengthen them, and to know that they're strong and we're on a journey. Okay, so I'm going to, this today, look at five themes that I think are going to occur right throughout the series of Groundworks, the foundations, and through the whole series of building strong. So five themes. So the first thing I want to say is the foundation of the Christian life and of the church is ultimately Jesus Christ. He is the foundation. I'm going to read from the Bible. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 11. This is the Apostle Paul writing. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. I'll read that again. No one can lay any other foundation other than one is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. So the foundation is Jesus Christ and nothing else. So when we talk about foundations, we're talking about how we can have that foundation of Jesus Christ in our life and how we can build on him. Yep, it's not anything beyond Jesus Christ. There is nothing beyond Jesus Christ. We build on Jesus. And just want to say, it's not because we think he's better than the Father or the Holy Spirit. They are all God equally. But God has decided that the way to the Father is through Jesus Christ and the work that he's done. I want to quote from Paul in Colossians 2, verses 6 to 7. And he's talking to Christians here. He says, "Now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him." See that? Built on him. "Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you are taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." Now you might think, isn't it a bit obvious that we're building on Christ, that he's the foundation? After all, we are Christians. So he's obviously the foundation. Well, it may not be as obvious. The very next verse in Colossians that Paul writes, he says, "Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking and from spiritual powers of the world, rather than from Christ." Even in the church, nowadays, as was then, there was lots of teaching that kind of diverted them from the centrality of Christ. He writes in, I think it's in Corinthians, he says, I am worried that the devil will deceive you and take you away from simple devotion to Christ. And so if you hear any teachings that are new teachings, supposedly, that are not based and focuses on Jesus Christ, who died, who rose again, and is the Son of God, then it's wrong. It's just taking us away from Christ. And he wrote to many of the churches saying, focus on the reality. Don't get diverted from Christ. And as Christians, we can. We can get diverted often to church. I think maybe if I'm doing stuff in church, if I'm on the rotas, if I go to the meetings, well, most of us aren't going to the meetings now, but we often think that if we're doing the right things, then we're solid. Ultimately, yes, please do those things, but ultimately, it's our lives have got to be based on Christ, not on the church. The church is built on Christ. And the verse that I read there in Colossians also introduces to another figure of speech that I think is helpful in looking at foundations, that of roots. He says, "Let your roots grow down into him." We are rooted in Christ. And so just as foundations give stability to a building, roots give stability to a tree. A tree stands firm because of what is unseen, the solid roots. So that's the first one. The foundation that we build our lives on is Jesus Christ. Secondly, the Word of God, the Bible, is a key to laying foundations. The Word of God, the Bible, is a key to laying foundations. Now, Jesus told a parable in Matthew 7 about the wise and the foolish builders. And he says the foolish builder is the one who listens to the word of God and doesn't put it into practice. But the wise builder is the one that listens to the words of Jesus, and puts them into practice. So two things: we must have the words of Jesus and we must put them into practice. So building foundations is not a knowledge thing. It's an obedience thing. It's about obeying what God tells us. So you might know all the stuff about foundations, but unless you obey Christ, if you live in to obey Christ and put it into practice, then your foundations are on sand. So the Word of God is key. The Apostle Peter writes in 1 Peter 23 this: "You have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and the enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you." The word of God, if you're a Christian, was preached to you, and it's a seed that grew in you, was planted in you, and you were born again through that seed. So we as human beings, our bodies, our souls are perishable. Our bodies will go one day and they'll decay. But if we have the Word of God in us, we are eternal, because the Word of God is eternal in us. So the everlasting, constant Word of God is worthy of building our lives on. The sure Word of God for us is the Bible, the Scriptures, as Christians. So as we preach this, the basis of all preaching, all this series, is the Bible. It's from the Word of God. And so you need to have the Word of God in your life. Not just hear it on a Sunday. You need to, if you build strong foundations, to be reading the Bible and doing what it says. Amen? So that's the second. The first one, we're building on Jesus Christ. Secondly, the Bible is key to building foundations. Thirdly, is that to build foundation, revelation from God is necessary. We need to have what is in our minds. Perhaps we can read it even in the Bible, and it goes in our minds. It needs to go, make that travel from that journey from our heads to our hearts. So it's in our guts, in our inner being. When Simon Peter said to Jesus, Jesus asked him the question, who do people say I am? And he said, who do you say I am? And Simon Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, by humans, in other words, but my Father in heaven. Jesus said to Simon, you've had a revelation. He might have thought he was really clever and worked it out. He's intelligent. But Jesus knew this was the Father opening his heart, opening his mind to something from God. And you know, Jesus could have told them many times, but unless the Spirit of God plants in our hearts, then it's just head knowledge. And we need to have revelation. So in this series... Is there a buzz on the microphone? Do I need to change microphones? No? Okay. It's just my ears then. So in this series, we need not just to be preaching, we need to be praying for people that they get revelation in the hearts. You know, sometimes in building foundations, there's wrong thinking, there's wrong beliefs that need to get dug out as well. And we need to pray that we dig out the lies and put in the truth of the Word of God. Because sometimes we know in our minds, but we don't really get it in our hearts. And we really pray we have revelation from God. Interestingly, Jesus said at that time when he's having this conversation with Simon Peter, he said, on this rock I will build my church. And the rock is Jesus Christ. But he didn't say that until Peter had got the fact that Jesus, the rock, was the Son of the living God. It was a revelation that was necessary to build strong foundations. So fourthly, a theme that's going to come through time and time again is that to build foundations, we need to have a revelation. There's two things specific we need to have a revelation of. And the first one is, point four, we need to have a revelation of our identity as sons and daughters. As Christians, that who we are. We're sons and daughters of the living God. We are children in the family of God. You know, a stable family makes for stable children. When you know that you're part of a family, that you're loved, children are secure. There's no greater position than to be a son or a daughter of God. There is no greater position. You know, people can be apostles or prophets or leaders of the Anglican Church or bishops or archbishops. There is no greater privilege than to be a son or daughter of God. Think about this. Jesus is revealed as the Son of God. And we are the sons and daughters of God. Co-heirs, equal with God, equal with Christ. What a privilege. What a privilege. Jesus, God has revealed himself in many ways in the scripture, but in the last days, he revealed him through the Son, it says in Hebrews. Not the Savior, it says, not the Messiah, it says revealed as a Son. That's how great Jesus is because he's the Son of God. It stands to reason that if we forget that we're secure sons and daughters of God in his house, in his presence, that we will not. We'll feel insecure and our foundation will be weak. Yeah? So a revelation of the identity of sons and daughters, I'm sure, will come through many times. So firstly, I said we're founded on the foundation that is Jesus Christ. The Bible is a key to building foundations. Revelation from the Father through the Holy Spirit is a key to foundations that gets into our hearts. Fourthly, what did I say? Fourthly, that we have to have a revelation of our identity as children of God. And fifthly, but not leastly at all, that we are founded in God's love. We are founded in and on God's love for us. As we go into the next preachers on this series, we'll see that all around the love of God in different forms that it's demonstrated. As we start, and we'll see that as we start next week into the detail of the series and groundworks. When I was thinking about all this preaching, I was going to preach one session on the love of God. That's my thought. And I thought, this is a foundation we've got to really build. So we won't be just preaching, we'll be praying. I want to read this from Ephesians. This, again, is Paul writing. A great prayer in Ephesians. Ephesians 3, verse 17 to 19. And I pray that you, being rooted and founded in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of God, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. So just look at that verse in a bit more detail. He says, you being rooted and founded in love. Some versions will say rooted and established. The word that it says established, that is translated established in many versions, comes from a verb in Greek that means to lay a foundation. You have a foundation in love. And he says, you being rooted, the love of God is there. We're not trying to establish the love of God. We're not going to try and put it, make it exist. It exists as a foundation on which you're built. But he says then, I pray that you may grasp it. Yeah. That's not just in our minds. We all in our minds know that God loves us, but we need to grasp it deep in our being, and we're all on a journey in that. But the love of God is so great, so wide and high and deep and long, that it's ungraspable. But he prays that we grasp it. So we're on a journey, and that is the prayer that I want us to be praying, that we get a revelation, we get to grasp together with all the saints the depth and height and breadth of the love of God, in order that we may be filled with a measure of all the fullness of God. When we grasp the love of God, we'll be full of the measure of God. Amen. Full of the measure of God. Imagine that we can be full of the measure of God, that the church together looks exactly like Jesus, that it has the power, the love, the compassion, and all that Jesus is and was on earth. The church has that when we grasp the love of God. That's in this series, as we're preaching, as we're sharing, that's our prayer, that it goes from here to here, that we grasp it. And that's what we want in your lives, not just a nice preaching series. We want a revelation of the love of God that changes us forever and makes us solid on that nothing can shake us. Amen? You know, there's times in my life where God has done specific things to make me realize his love of God. I think I've shared this before, but I remember really struggling with the fact that God loves me and really praying and arguing with God and saying, if you loved me, you'd have showed me, but I don't know it. It's not in me. I knew that I didn't get it. And then God spoke to me through a verse. It's in Romans. I think it's Romans 5. It says, God shows his love to us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And I realised that nothing that God could do, I was imagining that he might send me a brand new car to show his love or something like that. But that would soon rust and fade, and perhaps I'd think God doesn't love me anymore. But Christ died for us, and that hit me as a revelation that changed me. Doesn't mean to say I was perfected in the knowledge of the love of God, but you know, God, through sometimes spectacular interventions, often through a process over time, moves on us to show his love to us and get it from here to here. And it is a revelation. That's why we need God, not just great preaching. We need God to move, and we're going to pray that. I'd like to close by emphasizing that God is the builder of your life and of the church. You might think, I don't know whether I can get this. I don't know whether I can get these truths. I don't know whether I'm good enough. Will I do it? Will I manage to get that revelation? God is the builder. He is the one that's working in your life. If you can't build it, don't worry. You're not the one that's supposed to build it. God is building. We need to cooperate with God. In the Psalms, it says, he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. It says in New Testament, it is God who works in you to will and act in order to fulfill his good purpose. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. God is working in you. And if you feel you're unstable, that your foundation's not firm, you are shaky, there's no condemnation. Whatever God reveals to you that needs strengthening is to strengthen you, not to condemn you. Let's hope in God, the builder, who is going to make us strong, because that's what he does. Let's work with him. I want to close in prayer, and I want to pray that prayer of Ephesians. And I want you to pray it with me. If we can perhaps get it up on the screen again, that last verse. Can we get that up? Great. Pray from Ephesians, and I want us to pray this together. Okay, let's pray. I want us to pray this think of CLC, think of the church. Think of yourself, pray it for yourself, but maybe you think of specific people, two or three specific people, you're praying for them, this prayer. And I pray that you, being rooted and founded in love, may have power, together with all Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of God, and that you can know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe you're not a Christian. Maybe you know that you're not built on that foundation. I want to say that today you can put your life on that foundation and start to cooperate with God in your life. All you have to do is say, God, I believe in you. I put my trust in you. I want to receive you in my life. Say it in your own words to him, and he will come to you because he's faithful. So if you want to do that, you can do that right now in your own words. I'm not going to pray for you. Just you say to God, I want you in my life. I want to build on your foundation. I want to follow you and obey you. And he will hear your prayer and come to you. God bless you. Have a great week. And please do pray that prayer for yourself and the church. Amen.